Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
So you've written this book on a young woman's guide to setting boundaries. What inspired you to write this series, part of this series, for young women specifically?
Oh, Joe, you know, the choices I made as a teenager changed the course of my adult life. And sadly, many of those choices were not very smart. And, you know, I never seemed to learn from my mistakes. You know, I had feelings of unworthiness and just a lack of identity. A lot of these things motivated me in really unhealthy, stress-filled ways. And, you know, I know I can't go back, and I know God has a plan for this journey I've taken. But, you know, even so, I have so many regrets from poor choices that I made as a teen. And my prayer is that teen readers today will have fewer if they can look at how boundaries play a part in that. That's my passion.
So tell me a little bit about your experience, because sometimes when we give our advice or what we think our teenagers need to do, they look at us with that "you can't possibly know" expression, and yet you have quite a story to tell. Can you tell us a little bit about it, your experience as a teenager?
Well, as a teenager, I was looking for love in all of the wrong places. I desperately wanted someone to care for me and love me. And I met a fellow when I was 14 years old that I thought was my Prince Charming. And I ran away from home and got married, which was the first really bad choice I made that just catapulted into multiple bad choices. He ended up being a very abusive man, almost killed me. I mean, it was a horrible experience, but it set off a chain reaction then of really poor choices. I ended up having my son at the age of 15, so I was a mom at 15 years old and went back to school, got my GED. But I'm telling you, for the next decades, it was just one thing after another, just rolled into, you know, poor choices and not understanding boundaries, not being able to say yes and no at the proper times, and to understand what it was I was really looking for, what I was searching. I had an empty hole in my soul, and I just really wanted to fill it with love. And I was looking in all the wrong places for that.
So what exactly are boundaries? You talk about physical boundaries and also psychological boundaries. How do we distinguish between those two, and why are they important?
Well, they are, and you mentioned the two of them, and it's physical and psychological. And physical are necessary to protect our body. That's what protects our personal space. You know, they help us make decisions about who gets close to us. You know, a good example, if somebody approaches us and they get a little too close, you take a natural step back, and that sends a nonverbal message. You know, you're getting a little bit too close. If they continue too close, then you need to say something. So that's what's hard. Some folks don't know how to step back or say something to that physical boundary encroachment. But then we have, you know, the psychological boundaries, and this is a little more challenging. This protects the thinking part of who we are. What goes on inside our head? This is our emotions and our thoughts, our will, intellect, worldview, what we carry around in our mind. It also includes the truths that guide us and the lies that we've believed. So, you know, the psychological boundaries are important. You know, they protect our sense of self-esteem, our ability to separate our feelings from the feelings of others. I like to use this example. I said, when we have weak emotional boundaries, we're like somebody who's caught up in the midst of a hurricane with no protection. We're just spinning out of control, and we end up feeling bruised, wounded, and battered. And that's where I was at for a lot of years. And once you get caught in that maelstrom, in that hurricane, it's real hard to get out.
So I was just thinking about being in junior high or senior high and how difficult it is just to hear, like you said, those messages that are inside your head already and to set those psychological boundaries when what's coming at you is just this constant barrage of how you need to look, how you need to act, what kind of expectations people have of you and you have of yourself. How is it that you can set those boundaries to not let all of those expectations engulf you?
It really is understanding. It really is understanding what a boundary is and what I have control over. This is a real key for teens. We think We don't have a lot of control over things at this age. And there's no denying that sometimes bad and confusing and painful things are going to happen that are out of our control. But no matter what happens around us or to us, there is something we can control, and it's the ABCs, I call it. We can control our attitude, behavior, and choices.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.